Там не може да не да се обне сва и да се насърли това парой.
You're about to listen to the absent void within the human mind.
The unconscious
separates a place where the absolute truth exists within a sound. The sound of Reverse Speech Radio. Reverse Speech Radio, in association with ReverseSpeech.ca, is brought to you by Crime and Trauma Scene Cleaners, Canada's decontamination specialists. Check out their website, CrimeSceneCleaners.ca. Here are the hosts of Reverse Speech Radio, David John Oates and Christian D. Cadieux.
Everyone, and welcome back to none other than an amazing episode of Reverse Speech Radio. My name is Christian D. Cadieux, and I am your co-host and producer. And today we have a new format that we are trying out, something that David Oates and I refer to as TRN. The real news, and bringing you the reversals from the real news, the man from the land down under, coming to the other side of the world there, Mr. David John Oates, the host and founder of Reverse Speech. Hello, Mr. David John Oates.
Hello, Christian. That's quite some introduction. You're a very nice man. Thank you. So here we go with the real news. And today we're going to be looking at the State of the Union. And to find out what Donald Trump was really saying behind what he wants us to think he's saying. Which is one of the many powerful uses that reverse speech has. It's got uses in so many areas. In the political arena, obviously, we can look into the minds of our politicians, work out what their real motive and agenda is, whether they're telling us the truth or not. And reverse speech has had some quite amazing successes over the years in uncovering political truths. Tonight we're going to look at the State of the Union and see if we can glean anything behind the speech of Donald Trump.
You know, I before you start, yes. David, I got to tell you, I'll never forget. You were sitting in my kitchen and you were doing a show. And I believe it was the Rent show, and you caught something that was actually spooky. And it was something about that there is a something about that Donald Trump had said about a missile from a submarine, a possible missile. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, I remember something like that. Yeah.
Do you remember? And I'll never forget. You looked at me, and your mouth just dropped, and you said, "They're hiding something. Something's being covered up. Something happened in the in the China Seas with one of our destroyers. Somebody fired, and the hair on the back of my neck just stood up because how people cannot hide from reverse speech. Yeah. And I believe that was the same day that just like half an hour before Jared in the White House. There was a claim that was made about something about was it Stormy Daniels gonna sue
Do
you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. There was an out of court settlement or something for legal fees or something.
Exactly. Yeah, right. And you caught it in Jared's
speech. I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, remember that. You caught that in Jared's speech 30 minutes before it was announced.
Yes,
40 minutes
that.
Before it was announced. And oh my goodness gracious! I mean, if we could bet on stuff, that would be great. We could have made some money if we had to bet on that.
Well, it's been quite interesting. The times when I follow the media closely, because I don't get that much time nowadays, but times when I followed it closely back in the past, it's been interesting to get the news before it actually happens. And you'll hear a reversal, and in the next two or three days, bang, it'll be on the news. You go, wow, that's amazing, you know.
Anyway, yeah, it certainly is. And we're going to show the world how reverse speech is the truth, and it's the only truth.
Absolutely. Yep, it certainly is. Its mission is to bring, well, one of its many missions, it has many roles, but one of its roles, which we're exploring today, is to bring the truth to society about our political leaders.
That's right.
So, with that being said, let us begin looking at Donald Trump, shall we? And
absolutely.
On the State of the Union. And here he is. He just he starts up. So let's run this forwards.
Millions of our fellow citizens are watching us now, gathered in this great chamber, hoping that we will govern not as two parties, but as one nation.
And here he says, mission now set up.
Mission now set up.
Oh, yeah.
Mission now set up.
Yeah, obviously that's a very appropriate reversal for the first one. He's set the agenda for what he wants to achieve tonight. Mission now set up. Okay.
So, my goodness. Mission now set up. Wow.
So let's play the forwards again. Let's do the forwards. He's setting the stage.
Millions of our fellow citizens are watching us now, gathered in this great chamber, hoping that we will govern not as two parties, but as one nation.
And mission now set up.
Mission now set up.
Absolutely.
Mission now set up.
Yep, nice and clear. All right, okay, so he's set his agenda for the speech. Okay, so here we have the next reversal. Play the forwards.
To defend American jobs and demand fair trade for American workers. To rebuild and revitalize our nation's infrastructure.
And here he says, sell love unit.
Sell love unit.
Yeah, he's selling his agenda. It's a positive agenda, is what he's saying.
Sell love unit, selling the agenda.
Yeah, here, listen to the forwards again. This is what he's selling.
To defend American jobs and demand fair trade for American workers. To rebuild and revitalize our nation's infrastructure.
Okay. A very positive, upbeat message. And his reversal is he's selling the deal, you know, sell love unit. He's making the deal.
Sell love unit.
Sell love unit.
Yeah, there he is. Absolutely. He's, okay. All right. So here we have next reversal. Here we go.
And the only thing that can stop it are foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations.
He's having a go at the Russian probe. And reversal, silly had you.
Silly had you.
Silly had you. Silly had you.
He's saying they're being silly. You, the Democrats, you're being silly. The silly had you. Ridiculous partisan investigation. So he's been congruent so far. Nothing adverse or anything about this so far. It's just all matter of fact, okay? So. All right, so here we have the next one.
In 1997, Alice was sentenced to life in prison as a first-time nonviolent drug offender. Over the next 22 years, she became a prison minister inspiring others to choose a better path.
Okay, he's talking about a woman who he commuted a sentence, let her out of jail, pardoned or something. Something like that. And so that's the context. A reversal is the love man.
Smell out of none.
Oh, yeah.
Smell out of none.
Yeah, there it is.
Smell out of none.
I think that's a bit of an ego running there, Donald. I think he's...
The love man.
Man. He's got the Jamaican type accent, doesn't it?
Yeah. The love man.
That's Donald. That's his ego speaking. Yeah, the love man. Here, listeners, frauds again. Here we go. We'll run this a couple. We'll run this again.
In 1997, Alice was sentenced to life in prison as a first-time nonviolent drug offender. Over the next 22 years, she became a prison minister, inspiring others to choose a better path.
The love man.
Smell out of none.
Smell out of none.
It's got that funny accent.
Smell out of none.
I think he's just talking to him about himself. Okay. I'm a love
man. That's from The Love Man, the Otis Redding song. Sorry, I had to play that.
Oh, okay.
The Love Man, Otis Redding. Yes, The Love Man. Go ahead. It's all right. That was just a little comical humor from the Otis Redding song. Otis Redding had a song called The Love Man. So I just thought it would be how appropriate to sync it with the Commander in Chief's reversal on that particular one.
I have not been a follower of Otis Redding, so I can't say I'm familiar with his work.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Okay. But if he had a song called The Love Man, and maybe we should play it every time Donald Trump comes on the set.
Exactly. Try and play it. I tried to sync it there.
I'm sure he'd like it, and all his women would like it too.
Yeah.
Yes, Bill Clinton II, Donald Trump. But anyway, that's another story for another show.
You bet, that's for sure.
Okay, so here's the next reversal. Let's run this forwards.
When I saw Alice's beautiful family greet her at the prison gates, hugging and kissing and crying and laughing, I knew I did something right.
However, he says backwards, you're failing.
You're failing.
You're failing. You're failing.
So that's interesting.
But that's a contradiction to what he said about doing something right.
That's a contradiction about doing something right. You're failing. So part of him thinks he's failing in his presidency. So, which is, of course, he speaks with such bravado forward. You know, I'm the greatest president America's ever seen, you know, and I've done this and I've done that. And he's always touting himself. Of course, that's always a red flag in my mind when people start doing stuff like that. You know, it makes you wonder, you know, what's wrong with him that he has to say he's the best, you know. So you're failing. Maybe part of him feels as though he is failing. That's the only thing I could conclude.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if you find any sick wolf reversals.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll keep on going and see what we find. So, all right.
Okay,
so here's the next one. Oh, this is a nasty one too. All right, here's the forwards.
This legislation reformed sentencing laws that have wrongly and disproportionately harmed the African-American community.
Okay, he's talking about sentencing laws that have harmed the African-American community, and he says, soul is this mess.
Soul is this mess.
Oh, that's clear.
Soul is this mess. Soul is this mess.
Look, that could be the soul of the African-American community. That's actually probably a congruent reversal, I'd say. Let's listen to the forwards again.
This legislation reformed sentencing laws that have wrongly and disproportionately harmed the African American community.
And Saul is this mess.
Saul is this mess.
Yeah.
Saul is this mess.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, that's just a congruent reversal, okay?
Yeah.
All right. How are we going for time? We still got. Oh yeah, we still got plenty of time before we get to the break.
Yeah, okay. But some time before our sponsorship.
Okay, so continue break. On.
At the age of 8, Elvin told his dad he wanted to become a special agent. Today, he leads investigations into the scourge of international sex trafficking.
You served this deal. He had it.
You served this deal. He had it.
Huh.
You served this deal. He had it. You served this deal. We had it.
Is it here we had it?
Oh, here we had it. Okay, let's do it.
You served this deal. We had it.
Oh.
You served this deal. We had it.
Could be we had it rather than he had it. Either way, it's a congruent reversal. The guy's serving the government. Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yep.
So, another nice congruent reversal.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump's had a strange history with reverse speech. I tell you, when he was running in the campaign, his reversals were all congruent and, oh, man, stunningly clear and just absolutely took your breath away for the clarity and the congruity of the reversals. But when he got into office, they started to change, and we started to get a whole bunch of more incongruent reversals. But so far in the State of the Union, he seems to be doing okay. So,
Well, let's give him the benefit of the doubt on this.
Yeah. All right, so here we have the next one.
My administration has sent to Congress a common sense proposal to end the crisis on the southern border.
Alone with us.
Alone with us.
Oh, yeah.
Alone with us.
Right.
Alone with us.
Yeah, well, he must feel very alone and isolated with trying to get his border wall passed. I mean, he's facing battle not just from the Democrats, but also some of the Republicans, you know. And,
you know, it's funny. I've never, ever in the history, I've never heard in the history of the United States that when the commander-in-chief, the president, makes a request, that he gets denied by so many individuals and so much resistance.
I know.
This is the first time. Donald Trump is the only president. And you know what? It's right or wrong. It doesn't matter. He is the president of the United States.
That's right.
And by people.
I absolutely agree. You know,
we have authorities in place in order to protect us. We have police, governments, agencies, et cetera, et cetera. If you don't like that, then don't be a part of the system. But if you're going to be a part of the system, respect the system, the hierarchy. And if you can't respect the hierarchy, then, man, you've got a problem. Reverse speech is not conservative, Republican, and it is not liberal, Democratic. It is neutral. It is like Switzerland. It is neutral. And it will always be neutral because it speaks the truth.
That's right.
But this guy, this president, Donald Trump, part of me feels a little bit sorry for him because he's trying so hard on so many things, and regardless if the powers to be within the system approve of it or don't approve of it, he said something. He said something, and that should be respected because he is the president of the United States.
No, I absolutely agree. The respect this president is given is appalling. Appalling.
Right.
I mean, the disrespect this president is given. I mean, I watch some of these Democrats sometimes and think, where are you getting off on saying all of this stuff? This is ridiculous. It's just I've never seen it like it in American politics. They hate him. They hate him.
Yeah. Nowhere else in the world, would a president or a prime minister or leader of a country be disrespected ever like Donald Trump has been. And it's unfortunate. It really is.
Yeah,
and again, you know, I'm not saying right or wrong. He is the commander in chief of the armed forces.
Yeah.
If he wants to go to war, he was voted in. He won fair and square, regardless of what people may say, regardless of what people might think. Hillary lost.
Donald Trump won. Yeah,
I
absolutely agree with you, Christian. I'm glad to hear you talking like this. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you.
You know what? But that is democracy. But the Democrats like to flex their muscles and justify this and say that and make up every single excuse. But the fact is that it wasn't so much that he won. Hillary lost, and he was toe to toe. He was the candidate for the Republicans, the representative. Hillary lost. He became president fair and square. If you don't like it, suck it up, Buttercup. Mm. That's the way it is.
I hear this talk, the Democrats talking about impeachment, and I'm going, what for? I mean, you can't just impeach someone because you feel like impeaching them. I mean, what's he done? You know, there's nothing he's done that's impeachable, not even close. I mean,
You know what? There are so many other people that should have been. You know what? As much as I am a huge fan of the JFK assassination conspiracy, there's a perfect individual. There's a perfect president and example of who should have been impeached because of the amount of philandering and infidelity that he was involved with. Come on.
Right.
You know, it's people like to pick and choose because, you know, whatever doesn't fall within the agenda of the mainstream media, whatever doesn't fall in the agenda of the mainstream, and that's what this is all about.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. All right, let's go and play a couple more reversals, and
I may have to go into hiding when this airs.
I'm nice and safe in Australia, mate.
Yeah, thanks.
You can take the bullets this time round. I took my share. All right.
Okay.
Here's the next one forwards.
With a powerful barrier in place, El Paso is one of the safest cities in our country.
And here he says, see this.
See this?
Yeah.
See this?
Yeah.
See this?
Nice congruent reversal. And El Paso was one of the most dangerous places in the country until they got the wall up, you know. So he's just reinforcing his point. See this, okay? Next one along.
One priority is paramount, reversing decades of calamitous trade policies. So bad.
Oh, yeah. Who says, snakehead, we serve you.
Snakehead, we serve you.
Oh, yeah.
Snakehead, we serve you.
Nasty.
Oh, that's getting a little dark.
It is getting dark. Well, that's a disaster.
What just happened there?
Yeah, that's the disastrous trade policies that America is chained to. He's serving the snakehead, disastrous trade policies. Listen to the folds again.
One priority is paramount, reversing decades of calamitous trade policies. So bad.
See, that's the snakehead is the calamitous trade policies, okay? And they're stifling America, okay? And they're a slave.
Right? That's a dark metaphor. That's a dark metaphor, Dave. That's a real dark metaphor. Yeah.
Here it is again. Snakehead, we serve you.
Snakehead, we serve you.
Yep.
Snakehead, we serve you.
Yeah. Creepy, creepy, creepy.
Yep.
All right, here we have another one.
We are now making it clear to China that after years of targeting our industries and stealing our intellectual property, the theft of American jobs and wealth has come to an end.
Oh, wow. He's laying the law down. And backwards, hear the powerful shell.
Hear the powerful shell.
Hear the powerful shell.
Yep.
Hear the powerful shell.
He's shelling China and the trade policies, okay? He uses a military term, forward. China has targeted us. Listen to the words he uses, forwards.
We are now making it clear to China that after years of targeting our industries.
Yeah, after years of targeting our industries, now Donald Trump's firing back. Hear the powerful shell.
Hear the powerful shell.
Hear the powerful shell.
Okay, and am I making progress with China and trade policies? I've been watching some of it on the news. Okay, yeah.
Hear the powerful shell.
Yeah, he's shooting a bow across China and the disastrous trade policies. Hear the powerful shell. It's a metaphor. Yeah.
Yep.
Nice, simple, easy metaphor to understand. Well, I think it is, and anyway, but I've been doing it for 35 years. So you gotta think cryptic. Reverse speech gets very cryptic at times, and you gotta And sometimes you have to sort of get your mind around it. You know, it's this cryptic, symbolic language, particularly when you get into session work. We're going to do a couple of shows on some client sessions and play some reversals, and you'll see all the we'll do that in the future sometime. So, hear the powerful shell. I think we need to go to a break, Christian.
Yeah, you are correct on that. We are just about that time. So we will be back after a short message from our sponsors.
As we all know by now, the hemp CBD boom is enormous. Finding CBD sellers is easy, but finding one to trust, well, that can be a challenge. I'm here to make that search a lot easier for you. The simple name I want you to remember is hemplucid.com. That's right, hemplucid.com. As most of you know, my standards are second to none regarding the all-natural products we present. From stunning Allison C to the brilliant Bio Superfood, I only support the absolute finest health, restoring and enhancing products in the world. And now, after 6 months of looking for the best CBD company in America, the hands-down winner in my research is HempLucid.com. Ultimately, it's always the people who make the final difference in a company, and the people at HempLucid, from the CEO to customer support, are extraordinary and all beyond devoted to making your CBD experience something you will tell everyone you know about. That's HempLucid.com.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight using only reversespeech.ca. We shall fight liars and con artists. We shall fight with growing confidence, knowing that reversespeech.ca will set us free. We shall defend our God-given right to know the truth, whatever the training cost of reversespeech.ca may be. We shall fight evil and injustice inside courtrooms. With reversespeech.ca, we shall fight, and we shall never surrender until reversespeech.ca has inscribed itself onto the hearts of humanity. For more information, visit reversespeech.ca.
Hello, hello, Governor. How about a nice cup of tea? No? All right, then. Let's get to the point. It's your friendly neighbourhood Bricktop here, a former enforcer for the Cray twins and the Noonan family. I wanted to let you in on a speciality service that we EastEnders have been using for years, a company called Crime and Trauma Scene Cleaners, crimescenecleaners.ca. They are discreet, professional and courteous, but most importantly, they don't ask questions. So, if you're in need of a specialised service because of some trouble a wanker causes for you and you need it to go away, then contact Crime and Trauma Scene Cleaners. Only now, with a brilliant referral service, does crime pay. at crimescenecleaners.ca.
This is Reverse Speech Radio with David John Oates and Christian D. Cadieux.
And we are back to our brand new segment of Reverse Speech Radio's TRN, The Real News, brought to you by Canada Crime Scene Cleaners, crimescenecleaners.ca. I got it right.
Yay! I was just keeping my fingers crossed. You did it!
I did it. I get a reward.
Exactly. All right. Excellent.
My daughter has a go at me every time I do something right in the house. I say, do I get a reward? She says, no, you don't get a reward. Stop saying that.
God bless her.
But I'm a silly dad. I'm a silly dad. All right. So
well, that's good.
Here we have the next reversal. You know, we're going to run out of reversals on State of the Union, so we'll go straight after this, if we run out of time, to Donald Trump's announcement of the national emergency to build the wall, which is I'm working on that recording right now, actually. So.
Okay.
So here we have the next reversal on State of the Union.
I hope you can pass the USMCA into law so that we can bring back our manufacturing jobs in even greater numbers.
And make you with a soul.
Nicky with a soul.
Oh, yeah.
Nicky with a soul.
Nice and clear.
Nicky with a soul.
Got that nice, beautiful, melodic sing-song tone to it that I really love to hear. He's quite genuine in what he's saying forwards, you know. He's feeling it from his heart. Here, I'll run it again.
I hope you can pass the USMCA into law so that we can bring back our manufacturing jobs in even greater numbers.
And make you with a soul.
Make you with a soul.
Huh. Make you with a soul.
Wonderful reversal.
Make you with a soul.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. All right. And then we've got next one along. Here we go.
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days.
Sad, this unit.
Sadness unit.
Oh, yeah.
Sadness unit.
Fits.
Wow.
Sadness unit.
You know, he's pretty congruent in the State of the Union. You know what? I watched it live while it was happening, and I was thinking when I watched it, geez, this is a good speech. I thought he did a really good job. I was really impressed with it, you know. And he said several things that even the Democrats had to applaud and stand up and applaud too, you know, which I thought was good salesmanship.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. It was very well done.
Yeah. Okay, we got two reversals left. Here's the second to last one.
Russia repeatedly violated its terms. It's been going on for many years. That is why I announced that the United States is officially withdrawing from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty.
Oh, here he says, did I need that slime?
Did I need that slime?
Underneath that slime. Yeah. Underneath
that slime. Yeah,
well,
he
thinks the treaty's slime. I don't want to be a part of it. Okay?
Yeah, because he knows where it's going to lead.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody knows where it's going to go. This is not a good time. I'm surprised. You know what? I'm surprised there's not even a premonition reversal for things to come as a result of withdrawing from the treaty.
Well, haven't done enough tape to find it. This is probably out there somewhere. just got to find the right recording, you know. Yeah, I want to get more premonition reversals. We're going to do a show on some of these premonition reversals and categories and all that type of stuff when we get around to it one of these days. One of our many shows to come. Got a whole bunch of stuff to cover for you folks out there, only on Reverse Speech Radio, of course. All right.
That's right.
Yeah, a bit of prom. nothing wrong with a bit of promotion. Okay, so did I need that slime? And then the last reversal is this one here.
America was founded on liberty and independence and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free and we will stay free.
And he says they share the mud.
They share the mud.
Wow.
They share the mud.
Wow.
They share the mud.
That's on government coercion. Hang on, let's run the thoughts again.
America was founded on liberty and independence and not government coercion, domination, and control.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, government coercion, domination, and control is the mud. They share the mud.
They share the mud.
Wow.
Michiana mud.
He's having a go at the Dems, having a go at the Democrats is what he's doing.
Michiana mud.
Right. That's clear, too.
Yeah, it is. Pretty congruent reversals from Donald Trump on the State of the Union. It was a good speech and pretty good backwards, too. Okay? So, now, he just recently made an announcement about enacting emergency powers to build the wall, because the Dems only gave him $1.3 billion and he needs about five. Oh, actually, I saw the figure of eight bandied around as well. And he's subsequently transferring funds to the border wall. There has already been a court challenge against it. I'm sure there's going to be more. This is going to end up being a big political storm. The Dems are probably very upset that Trump has done the end run around them. Of course, conveniently forgetting that many other presidents have also enacted their emergency powers. Obama did it himself several times. And they just don't like Donald Trump doing it. It's a disease, I think. A Trumpophobia. Trumpophobia.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Insane. All right, so here he is. Making his announcement of a national emergency. I haven't finished yet. I'm only about halfway through. So anyway, but anyway, we'll see what we found so far. And these reversals are raw, folks. I haven't even checked these yet. So I apologize in advance if some of them aren't as clear as they should be. So here's the first one.
A lot closer than we ever were in this country with having a real trade deal. We're covering everything, all of the points that people have been talking about for years that said couldn't be done, whether it was theft or...
And now, trade deal with who? I think that's China. I think he's talking about China. Didn't look yesterday.
Didn't look yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't look yesterday.
Huh.
There's something at the end of yesterday, David.
Yes, I know. It hasn't been clipped properly.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a little glitch on the end, which let me see if I can get rid of that. Okay, we'll try it again.
See?
Yeah, that sounds clear.
Yeah, that sounds a lot better.
Yeah, like I said, these are raw. I haven't checked them or tidied them up or anything. Didn't look yesterday. Yeah. Oh, look, he's simply saying, we haven't followed this through yet, We need to follow this through. We didn't look yesterday. It wasn't done yesterday. We didn't look at it yesterday, but I'm looking at it now, is the inference behind the reversal. And here...
And by signing the national emergency, something signed many times by other presidents, many, many times, President Obama, in fact, we may be using one of the national emergencies that he signed having to do with cartels, criminal cartels. It's a very good emergency that he signed, and we're going to use parts of it.
Okay, he's talking about getting Obama signing emergency to get rid of criminal cartels. And Versal says, see, we damned, you get the mob.
See, you damned, you get the mob.
See, you damned, you get the mob. See, you damned, you get the mob.
Sorry, that's you get the mob is clear. See, you damned, I think.
Is it
See you damned, you get the mob. See you damned, you get the mob.
Hear
that? You're not happy with that?
Yeah, no. See you.
Yeah.
Damn, you get the mob.
Yeah. Well,
damn, you get the mob.
And that's what they're talking about. Fours. Obama enacted emergency legislation to crack down on the cartels.
On the cartels. Yeah. So. Right. He wants to take segments and portions of the Obama Emergency Act.
Right.
Sorry, of the Emergency Act, which was written by the Obama administration.
Right.
And he wants to take portions of it and incorporate it into his Emergency Act, which he's implementing. Yes. Gotcha.
That's exactly right. And it's a nice congruent reversal.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
That certainly is. Yeah.
Ah, here we have them again.
And we've done an incredible job in stopping them, but it's a massive number of people. If we had the wall, it would be very easy. We would make up for the cost of the wall just in the cost of the fact that I would be able to have fewer people. We wouldn't need all of this incredible talent.
Okay, here he says, evil law with the hill. Evil law, that's Capitol Hill. The evil law is what the Democrats are passing off, and the legislation they're sending to Trump. He's not happy with it, okay? Evil law with the hill. So it's another congruent reversal, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Next one along.
And we have renovated a tremendous amount of wall, making it just as good as new. That's where a lot of the money has been spent on renovation. In fact, we were restricted to renovating, which is okay. But we're going to run out of areas that we can renovate pretty soon.
And here he says, you never know when it helps you.
It has been a risk gift, sir.
Oh, yeah.
It has been a risk gift, sir.
I'll be bothered.
It has been a risk gift, sir.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, well, you never know when the wall's going to help you. It's just a
yeah.
Very casual, once again, a congruent reversal. His agenda fours and his agenda backwards.
Yeah, that's
backwards.
Actually quite interesting. Yeah, the majority of all the reversals you played so far on him today have been congruent. I mean, there's only, I think, one that wasn't.
Yeah, you're right.
Congruent. And look, I still can't get that the snake head. That really bothers me.
That
bothers me a lot, because you know what, first of all, the conspiracy theorists are going to hear that. And that one word that starts with the letter I and ends with the letter I, that is what it's going to be all about when they hear this. And again, I really, really don't want to get involved in that subject. However, that reversal just it bothers me. It really does. I got to tell you, it's I find it disturbing and bad and cryptic and morbid. And there's his unconscious is saying something. It's telling us something, that there are evil powers there are other powers that represent or are being depicted metaphorically as evil that are at play here.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. And for those of you who want to say I'm a Republican, well, join the long list of people who accuse me of being Republican or Democrat or Libertarian, whichever candidate I happen to be doing at the time. The other party is always going to accuse me of being biased. It happens.
You can't make everyone happy, and
I've played some pretty horrible reversals on Trump in the last couple of years. So I'm certainly not pro-Trump, and I'm not anti-Trump either. We said in the earlier show, I think he's president of the United States. He deserves the respect he should get as president. That's it. But that doesn't mean I'm pro-Trump or anti-Trump. I'm just neutral on the whole thing, really.
Yep. And that's the way it should be, because reverse speech is neutral. It speaks the truth.
Absolutely.
You know what I was just thinking of, Dave? I just thought of something. Sorry to cut you off there.
Yeah, that's okay.
If, you know what might be, I'm as we speak, I'm in New York, and today's President's Day. So maybe if you wanted to play even a couple reversals from some former presidents for our first The Real News.
I'd have to get them prepared beforehand. Sorry, can't put my hands on.
I just thought maybe you may have had in your database of some former presidents going back to JFK, Nixon, LBJ, et cetera.
Well, of course, I got quite a few, of course.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's President's Day today. It's a holiday in the United States.
Oh, it's a holiday. Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
So I thought, and perhaps you may want to play a few, because you haven't finished the emergency act reversals from Trump.
All right. Okay. Listen to this one. I just pulled this one out. This is Ronald Reagan.
But here's the remarkable thing about being born in 1911. In my life's journey, over these past 8 decades, I have seen the human race through a period of unparalleled tumult and triumph. I have seen the birth of communism and the death of communism.
He says, overcome here with freedom.
Overcome here with freedom.
Overcome here with freedom.
You like that one?
Overcome here with freedom.
Here's the remarkable thing about being born.
Sorry, and here's his famous speech. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
If you seek liberalization, come here to this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And here he says, see the dream.
See the dream.
See the dream. See the dream.
You like that? Two wonderful reversals from Reagan. I don't know. I haven't done much on Reagan at all, but there's a couple on Reagan. Let me see if I can pull some up on JFK at the top of my head. I got quite a few reversals on JFK. I just got to find out which subject. Yeah, you caught me by surprise there, Christian.
You know, it just dawned on me. Listen, I'm not an American, but I'm visiting family here in the U.S. And I everybody's off work today, and the kids are off school too as well. So I said, "Oh, it's President's Day." So I just thought I'd throw that
all right, well, your way. Here's some speech from JFK. This is his secret society speech.
Not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities.
Here he says, help you.
Help you.
Oh, yeah.
Help you.
Nice and congruent.
Help you.
Oh, hang on. I got to play this one. Hang on. Let me see. Is the one I want here? No, it's not here. He talks about his women. There's a classic reversal about women. Oh, no, I don't know where it is. It's off my head. Here he is at the UN.
It would create machinery to keep the peace, as it destroys the machinery of war.
He says the new mission.
Gideon Nishim.
Hear that okay?
Gideon Nishim.
Yeah, I do.
Gideon Nishim.
That was a great president, JFK. I think he was. I'm probably going to get all sorts of people down on me now.
Well, everyone's got to have their favorite, right or wrong. Look, yeah. I thought the Reagan administration was, I say that because I remember a lot of historical things that took place growing up. I'm an 80s kid, right? So,
right.
You know, I mean, of course, and I was living in Canada, and the only thing I knew about the United States was, unfortunately, the only thing that I was really exposed to was the news that showed the Reagan administration and, you know, the wall, the coming down of the fall of communism,
right.
The Gaddafi situation,
right.
Libya,
right.
United, just say no to drugs, Nancy Reagan. I mean, all this is what I lived through. And, you know, the Reagan administration was a part of my childhood. So, yeah, I liked the Reagan administration. I liked Ronald Reagan. I did. And I make no qualms about it. It's he's one of my favorite presidents.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you saw those two reversals I played on it. They're nice and congruent. See the dream.
Yep.
Overcome who is yep. freedom. I mean, that was what Reagan was all about, wasn't it? So,
yeah.
And that's all I've got on Reagan, actually. So, we'll go back to JFK again. Here's his secret society speech, his famous one.
Vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations.
And it says, hear a villain.
Hear a villain.
Hear a villain.
Wow.
Hear a villain.
Yeah, you see, you need to have context with the whole speech, you know, exactly what that was all about, unfortunately.
You're right.
Yeah.
It would be best.
I wish I'd known it was President's Day. I would have gotten some reversals all prepared. I mean, I've got all the presents George H.W. Bush onwards. I've got JFK, of course, and LBJ, and Nixon. I got some on Nixon. Oh, I guess I got them all.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to find them somewhere. Anyway, listen, we're going to finish off
episode.
Yes, we're on emergency declaration. Okay, so
yep.
Okay, so here we go. Next one.
We have to build up our military. It was very badly depleted, and we're buying all new jet fighters, all new missiles, all new defensive equipment. We'll soon have a military like we've never had before.
Uh-huh. He says they fell for this method. I'll be bothered. Oh, that sounds a bit ominous, doesn't it? What's he doing?
Yeah, it does.
What's he doing?
They fall for this method.
Is he ramping up the military for nefarious reasons? Yeah, let's run the forwards again.
We have to build up our military. It was very badly depleted. And we're buying all new jet fighters, all new missiles, all new defensive equipment. We'll soon have a military like we've never had before.
They fell for this method. I'll be bothered. I don't know what that would mean. It almost sounds like he's pulling a con, doesn't it?
It would suggest that, yeah.
Huh. And here he is again.
When I made that deal, I said, this is incredible. I got over $1 billion penalty, plus they had to change their board of directors. They had to change their top management.
He's talking about revamping some corporate area somewhere, and he says, that's a job.
That's a job.
That's a job. That's a job.
Yeah, he's just doing his job, sorting things out, tidying things up. And this is the last one I got. I'm only halfway through the speech.
On the deal. And by the way, I just see our new attorney general is sitting in the front row. Please stand up, Bill.
Okay, he's talking about the new attorney general, and he says, try to finance you.
I'll finance you.
I'll finance you.
I'll be bothered.
I'll finance you.
What's it mean by try to finance you? Influence him in some way? I don't know.
Can you do that again?
Yeah.
Can you do that one again, please?
Yeah. Here's the forwards. Gee, let me give you some more volume. The volume was a bit low on that.
Yeah, that's the... Thank you.
Okay, so here we go.
On the deal. And by the way, I just see our new attorney general is sitting in the front row. Please stand up, Bill.
And to try to finance you.
I finance you.
I finance you. I finance you.
I don't know. I don't know. It sounds a bit nefarious to me. Doesn't sound obviously good. Okay. Here we have a couple. How are we going for time here? We got time for a couple more of us.
We got some time. We got some time. Yep.
Okay. Here we have Trump talking about the border crisis.
This is the tragic reality of illegal immigration on our southern border. This is the cycle of human suffering that I am determined to end.
Interesting reversal. Hear the lie, you could doubt Jesus.
Hear the lie, you could doubt Jesus.
Hear the lie, you could doubt Jesus.
Gee whiz.
Hear the lie, you could doubt Jesus.
Wow.
Wow. To all our listeners out there, you need to understand something. In reverse speech, with reversals, one of the words that is not common is the word Jesus.
That's right. It's not common. No.
It's not very common. So that is, wow.
Hear the lie, you could doubt Jesus when you're talking about a crisis on the southern border. But there is a crisis on the southern border. At least I thought there was.
That's what I thought.
Unless we're all being duped. I don't think so. What else we got here? Here's another one.
I swore to protect our country. And that is what I will always do. So help me God. Thank you and good night.
And here he says, we see a war.
We see a war.
We see a war.
Yeah.
We see a war.
See, I tell you what, I'm worried about that southern border. Do you know they reckon next year they're going to have 5 million people coming up from South America? 5 million they're expecting. I mean, that's incredible. That is a war. We see a war. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. All right, here's a negative reversal on Trump, and this will finish the show off with.
One in three women are sexually assaulted on the dangerous trek up through Mexico. Women and children are the biggest victims by far of our broken system.
And here he says, I can scam who's fucked.
I can scam who's fucked.
I can scam who's fucked.
That's really interesting.
I can scam who's fucked.
There's something at that southern border that we're not being told. Okay, there's something.
Yeah, there's some funny business, yeah.
There's something going on. I need more reversals.
Yeah.
I will look into that, folks, and we'll get back to you. All right, anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
There we go. Yep. Christian, good.
Yeah, well, listen, to everyone who's listening, thank you for tuning in for our very first segment of TRN, the real news on Reverse Speech Radio, only heard on Reverse Speech Radio. I am your producer and co-host, Christian D. Kedia, and of course, the man of the hour, and forever and always will be, David John Oates, founder of Reverse Speech and host of Reverse Speech Radio, TRN, today's segment, the real news. And we will have more segments and episodes of TRN, the real news, coming very, very soon. So to all our listeners, thank you and be safe. And until next time, Reverse Speech speaks the truth.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night.
Reverse Speech Radio is written, produced, and hosted by David John Oates and Christian Decadieu. Reverse Speech Radio is available on SoundCloud. For more information, visit reversespeech.ca.
Is this forwards or backwards? I can't tell anymore. Too many backward sounds, backward tapes, hours of it going through my brain, sending me insane.